Chucky, a 2-1 defeat at home. It all looks so positive after 6 minutes with Shawnee McGrath's goal, and then it seemed again concentration lacking. Can you give it in your own words?
I wouldn't even say concentration. I just think it's a thing where we have to learn to know when to kill the game. So we go 1-0 up, we try to play a square pass where for the next couple of minutes really you turn them and keep them high up the pitch and maybe into the corner, and it was just the type of thing really we left them back into the game. We actually, with our own little mistakes,
it resulted in a free shot. It was a free shot and a goal, and then the second goal, there were a lot of defenders in the box, maybe should have been cleared again.
It was just to be a clearance and it wasn't clear right, dropped him at the edge of the box, and it was a great finish. Obviously
you made some changes, it seemed to liven things up in the second half.
Yeah, I think we're a type of team, look, we have to be really offensive and intense, you know, really go at teams, press them high, and we did that the second half. We just came in at half time, we said, boys, look, be more aggressive, really press them high, and we did that. It was a totally different game. If you look at the game, really, they had only two chances in the game. But we had, I think in the second half, we definitely had five or six chances, but just that bit of final quality in the final third, really.
There were two chances in the last couple of minutes. One where Daniel had a fairly tame shot, but at least he managed to get inside and create the opportunity. And then you had Ethan's header, which was very, very close.
Yeah, Daniel was very good in fairness. Just he wasn't getting the shots off, but 1v1, he was beating the fullback all day. And Ethan was very unlucky. It was a great block by the defender. Very good.
I know they went down to 10 men when it was probably too late to go down to 10 men. Do you have any idea what was said, what the reason was for that card?
I just see the ref actually putting up just the red card. I actually don't have a clue what happened. Their manager didn't have a clue. No, I can't comment on that really.
Should Sean Brennan have been sent off, do you think, for the high boot, second yellow, if it had been?
Oh yeah, 100%. Well, if it's a high boot, it's a yellow card, straight away. So he should have been, but that's 2 weeks. It happened in Cork as well, it should have been a second yellow, but we won't get into it.
Few injuries, anything to be majorly concerned about? Sam going off and a few other changes as well?
No, Sam was only actually, it was a tactical change. We just wanted Dar to get deeper on the ball so he could play the angle ball, just so we could get him behind. That was only a tactical one. But there's a lot of positives. You look at Dahlia tonight, he looks very, very positive, very direct. He looks like he'll be a player for us.
What about the attacking threats, the link play between midfield and attack? It doesn't seem to be, create a few chances tonight, in fairness, but in the first half in particular, there's a lot of hoofing going on. It's not missing something that would give the likes of Ryan Keller. I mean, one time he was in there, ball flies over his head, and he's wondering, should I catch a jet plane? Any way of improving that?
Oh, you're right, Martin. It needs to be a bit more better in the final third, really. The quality has to, that's what we're trying to work on, all right. But at the moment, when you have the pace we have out wide, it's just trying to get more direct, get them in behind. But you are right, the quality has to be better. But there is moments, if you watch, we do get into them little areas, but the final pass isn't good enough or the cross isn't good enough. So that's something we've been working on, and that'll hopefully come soon.
When Daniel played underage, he played a lot through the middle. Now you have him on the wing. Would you ever consider maybe switching and using him more direct? Because he's a direct runner, and if he gets by the centre back.
Oh, but I think Daniel is where he's really strong at. If you watch a lot of the play we do, we try to get a switch from one side to the other quick, so he's 1v1. There's not many people who can deal with Daniel's power 1v1. But like I said, when you get into the final third, the quality has to be better.
Yeah, my point is, while, the build-up play, and he's a good player, and he's a pacey player, the end product is not good enough. You're not scoring goals.
Right. And that's what I said, in the final third, it's not been good enough. And that's what we're working on, and hopefully that will start clicking soon. But you're 100% right. We're getting there, but it's not good enough. We're not getting enough shots on goal. We're not getting enough across. When the crosses are going across, the quality isn't good enough in the cross. Like you said, Ryan has been starved. One ball was put into him last week and he scores a worldie.
There was a resilience when that unbeaten run was happening. That resilience doesn't seem to be there. That cohesiveness in the defence and the decision making, going back to what we said earlier.
Yeah, no, I think tonight, no, we really, and I know I gave him a bit of grief last week with the adjunct stuff, I really, the players at a meeting themselves, which I was really impressed with yesterday, called a meeting themselves, and they they listen, they know themselves when they're not happy. And I thought, the reaction tonight was brilliant. First half obviously was a bit shaky, up and down, but the second half I thought they were excellent. We retained every second ball, we kept resilient, keep going at them, the pressure we put on them. I thought we were excellent the second half.
Just one last one. We're just kind of saying they're coming over, it's five games in a row, or I think in a row that you've lost. Three of them were in a week, and it was against first and second in the league. So maybe it isn't that the form is probably a bit better than the headline figure suggests, would you say?
Yeah, but look, we're not here to lose games. We don't want to lose no game. People are coming up to me saying, the wrong person to be saying that a good result against Cork 1-0, we're not here for them results. We know we can beat any team in the league, and we're showing that, but it'll come, trust me, it'll come. Look, they're a good group of lads, and you can see they're sticking at it, and it will come, but we're not here. Look, obviously we're not happy, not one bit. If I lost two games, one game I'm not happy, not five. So we know we're not stupid, we know the situation we're in, but we'll keep working hard to turn it around.
How far away is Valeri from starting? He looks to be a real difference maker.
Valeri could start. To be honest, we had a big chat about him yesterday, and what we came down to was the game we were playing at the start, we really wanted it intense, and I thought it would suit us better if he came on when they were a bit tired, which you could see when he picks up balls and he runs at players. He's very dangerous, but no, he's in a position where he's fighting to start in the team. He's very close.
And what is his sort of best position? He came on the left... last week against Longford, and then he came on kind of left centre mid today, and he looks
to be honest, he could actually play in any position in the forward areas. He's very intelligent. If you watch him, he doesn't actually just stay wide, he comes into little areas, little pockets, so he could play as a 10, he could play as a wide player, but you'll really see his quality soon. He's a really good player, and you could see as well he works hard too.